The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
I love you. I love you.
They call them trolls or whatever, people that just sit behind a computer in their mom's basement.
You idiot.
It was a joke.
Hold on. Let me put my wooden teeth in so you can understand me better.
And we're sitting here again. We're sitting here again talking about the same things.
Now you're insulting my intelligence.
No, I'm insulting your integrity. There we go. And a correction. It was Ryan Lewis, of course, who made the interception for Pitt, not Greg Lewis. I don't even know who Greg Lewis is or why I said it, and why didn't you correct me, Limit?
I don't either. That's why I was confused and thrown off the scent.
Oh, boy. Let's rewind this.
Yeah, that was full Malzy. I had no idea.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll fully admit that.
Good.
Yeah.
Then we move on. That's how easy that is.
I did not pick up on it.
Good. It's easy to move on from things like that, isn't it?
It is.
Our Malzy moments. All right. Let's start with this stat. This is from OptiStats. You ready for this?
I'm ready.
Malzy, I mean Limits. The Pirates have outscored opponents 43-4 over their last six games. 43-4. That is the most runs scored over a six-game span while allowing fewer than five runs in MLB history. The most runs scored over six games while allowing fewer than five runs in MLB history. The previous most while allowing so few was by the Cincinnati Outlaw Reds in 1884. That was when Ron broke in covering the Outlaw Reds as a beat writer.
The Outlaw Reds,
yeah.
Not just the Reds, the Outlaws.
Why did they take out the Outlaw, I wonder?
I don't know. It looks like the Devil Rays.
And they just exactly.
Oh, no.
What?
We have bad news.
What happened?
Jeff is on vacation.
Oh, boy.
So we will not be able to hear from Jeff,
we'll
unfortunately.
We'll have to fend for
Jeff
ourselves
just told me that.
At the top of the hour. Well, top of the hour, I'm ready anyway with Pirate Trade Talk.
Me too.
Because that's where we're going, and I'm going to tell you the guy I want them to get. The show is yours now, Limits, please.
All right, so for that segment, I will keep one of the notes that I had about a potential Pirates trade.
Please do.
And I'll offer you Intern Dom's top five Pittsburgh football games this fall that he just put out there. And there are some things that I agree with Intern Dom, and there are some things that I disagree with Intern Dom, but I think he mostly hit the nail on the head.
Okay.
Intern Dom's game number five.
Yeah.
Notre Dame against Pitt on November 15th. Notre Dame coming to town.
Can't blame Intern Dom for that. I can blame him for a lot of things, but not for that. Next.
Game number four. Dolphins Steelers Monday Night Football, December 15th.
The Jalen Ramsey Smith Bowl.
Jonnu Smith Minka Bowl.
Yes.
Number three, Steelers Jets.
Of course.
Week one, Aaron Rodgers versus Justin Fields.
Yep.
Game two, this is where the controversy has sparked for Dom. Oregon Penn State on September 27th. And the commenters, a lot of people who have Pitt in their bio, saying that Penn State should not be included on this list.
Did he list it as Pittsburgh sports game?
Pittsburgh football
game. It's not a Pittsburgh football game.
I disagree.
What?
The most graduates in any county in the entire state of Pennsylvania are Penn State graduates in Allegheny County.
Super.
That should
count. That
doesn't
make it a Pittsburgh sporting event.
I disagree.
Event. Are we doing Cleveland counts. Browns games? Because that's closer than Penn State.
No, it's actually not. It's around the same distance.
I can get there. Okay, around the same distance. Yeah, I can get there quicker. The notion of calling a Penn State game a Pittsburgh sporting event is ludicrous.
I disagree. There are no Browns fans here in Pittsburgh. There are not like a huge population of Browns fans. There are a big population of Penn State fans.
There's big populations of Steeler fans in California. So are games out in California Steeler-based? I've seen tons of Steeler fans in Florida. Are Dolphins home games Pittsburgh sporting events?
Right, and there's Penn State fans in all areas of the world, but we're talking about the biggest conglomerate of where they lie.
No, the biggest conglomerate of where they lie is in State College, because that's where they play games, because that's where they're located.
Well, I disagree. Packers-Steelers is number one on Intern Dom's list, Sunday Night Football.
Okay, I'll agree with that.
What do you make of the list?
It's horrible. Packers-Steelers is one. He doesn't have the backyard brawl?
The backyard brawl is not included. Which
but he has a Penn State game in there. Come on, limits.
Well, I agree the backyard brawl should be in here, but what are you taking out, Notre Dame-Pitt? You're going to take Oregon-Penn State out.
No, I'm taking out the Penn State game.
Well, I'm keeping it in. I would think that Dom should have Penn State-Ohio State at Ohio State in here. That's a
You've both lost your minds. Text these people, please. I don't want to get angry here. 412-928-9370.
Oh, you don't have to get out the number. They know what it is. They'll hit me up.
What do you
angrily.
Think? They've all memorized the number?
By now, I'm sure they have. Our very frequent texters.
Come on, limits. A Penn State game is not a Pittsburgh sporting event.
I think it should be.
A West Virginia game a Pittsburgh sporting event?
Sure.
Okay.
I'll consider it.
I'm confused now. I thought we were in Pittsburgh.
And again, there are a lot of West Virginia.
Is a Columbus Blue Jackets game a Pittsburgh sporting event?
Really?
Yeah, really.
Columbus?
What is it, two and a half,
three hours
away?
Where there's already another hockey team here, another professional hockey
traffic,
team?
With traffic, you could take 3 hours to get to State College, too, on a given time. This is insanity. I'm sorry.
Well, we can
And Intern Dom did it again.
Intern Dom making... No, Intern Dom here.
There's no agree to disagree. It's not an opinion. It's a fact.
It is an opinion.
It's a fact
nope,
that a Penn
opinion.
State sporting event is not a Pittsburgh sporting event. Come on, limits. What's your list?
Nope, sorry. The texters are angrily coming at me. Limits, your arrogance is insufferable. I don't think it's arrogance. You could go to Intern Dom and be mad at Intern Dom. I'm just doubling down on what Intern Dom said. Another texter says Limits is right. PSU is Pittsburgh. This is Pittsburgh.
It's not. It's objectively and factually not Pittsburgh.
Most people are saying that I'm absolutely wrong. And somebody else says that Dom clearly has no lights on upstairs. And that's why he's an intern.
I do love Intern Dom. There's no doubt about that. I mean, if we're being serious, though, not Steelers-Ravens. That's usually a pretty big game, no?
Right. That should be on the list.
I mean, if we can only put five, listen, if I'm doing the Steelers games, it would be Steelers-Packers 1 for obvious reasons, Steelers-Jets 2, Steelers-Ravens 3, pick either one of those. What about the game in Ireland, limits? That's not one of the biggest Pittsburgh games this year?
Well, it's not in Pittsburgh, Joe, so I mean, how important is it?
I never said the game had to be in Pittsburgh.
No, I think that should definitely be considered for the list, but they're also playing against the Vikings, and, you know, I don't know how great of a matchup it ultimately is. It's cool that it's in Ireland, but a lot of people, well, I mean, I guess a lot of people are going to be able to travel and see it, but it's also a shorter base that are going to be able to.
It's Packers, it's Jets, it's the game in Ireland, It's the backyard brawl, and it's Steeler Ravens, either one of the two games.
Now I have people on my personal text line texting me that there are more Penn State alumni in the Pitt area than a lot of other schools. And I agree. And that is facts, well, and you can't argue with facts.
Right. That's not an opinion either. There are. But that hardly qualifies this as a Penn State game as a Pittsburgh sporting event.
Mike Florio of Pro Football Talk cites Andrew Filippone of 93.7 The Fan, a recent tweet on Twitter saying that the Steelers are favored in only 6 of their 17 games this year.
What?
Mike Florio said it seemed incorrect, so we checked DraftKings, and it's accurate.
Let's hear it game by game.
Week 1 against the Jets, they are 3-point favorites. Week 2 against Seattle in the home opener.
Hold on. Let's take this very slowly because I'm interested.
Sure.
Week 1, the Steelers are 3-point favorites.
Yes.
Huh? That's a little much for my taste. I'd take the Jets. I think the Jets are going to win outright. Next game?
I don't. I think the Steelers are going to win, and I think they'll win by more than 3 points. The next game is Seattle, the Seahawks, 1.5-point favorites.
Say where the game is.
It's at home. It's the home opener.
Wait. The Seahawks are favored in Pittsburgh?
No, the Steelers are favored against Seattle.
Okay. Then can you say it that way, Limits? Because you're really confusing
sure.
me.
Sure. The Steelers are favorites against the Seahawks in Week 2 by 1.5 points.
Where's the game?
The game is in Pittsburgh.
I already knew that.
Yes, you did.
Week 3.
Week 2.
I know. What's Week 3?
Week 3, they're not favored. That's against New England, and they are underdogs in New England. Week 6.
Oh, my God. Limits, can you say the game and the point spread? Say
what? That's what I've been doing.
No, you're not. You didn't say the point spread there.
For Seattle,
totally
I said it
convoluted.
5 times.
No, you didn't.
They are 1.5-point favorites against Seattle.
Just say week 3. Steelers, what's the week 3
I don't
game?
Have the underdog games. I only have the ones that they're favored in.
Oh, my God.
Well, it does not have to be this complicated. Week 6.
Yeah, I know. It doesn't.
Week 6, they are 6.5-point favorites against the Cleveland Browns. As we bring the mood down and bring it back to a more somber tone about the Steelers only being favored in 6 of their 17 games.
All right, next one.
Week 9 against the Indianapolis Colts. At home, they are favored by 3.5 points. They are also favored by 2.5 points week 15 against the Dolphins.
Mm-hmm.
Their only game on the road outside of the Jets. So they have 2 games out of those 6 on the road that they are favorites. The Jets by 3, the first game, in week 17 at the Browns, they are 2.5-point favorites. So the games they're favorites against: Jets, Seahawks, Browns twice, Colts, and Dolphins. Which I would expect.
Not Minnesota and Ireland?
Not Minnesota and Ireland.
What's the point spread for that game? You don't have it. They're not favored in New England?
No, they are not.
Holy bird biscuits. They're not favored in Chicago.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app. and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
No. What do you make of that?
They're favored at home against Miami?
Yes.
And they're not favored in Cleveland?
Correct.
I think some of those things will change, actually. I mean, I'm very surprised. So, who's ever making those odds thinks New England's a better team than the Jets this year going in?
Apparently so.
All right. What do you think of that?
New England is 1.5-point favorites against the Steelers.
So it's a 4.5-point swing.
Minnesota also 1.5-point favorites in Ireland.
So it's a 4.5-point swing between visiting the Jets and Patriots. Does that make any sense to you, Limits?
Not really.
No, it doesn't.
Not really.
And I agree. I think that the Jets have some pieces that are going to cause the Steelers some awful problems in week one.
I'm sure there'll be some problems, but the Steelers will prevail.
Chukwuma Okorafor is their backup right tackle. How dare you pick against the Jets? Do they have any other?
Chukes.
Other than Justin Fields and Chukes, are there any other ex-Steelers on that ball club?
I don't think so. Wrong.
Wrong. They're
wrong. Le'Veon Bell.
Le'Veon Bell. Oh, his Jets tenure was something to behold, wasn't it? I guarantee you I'll find another Steeler on there, just not right now. Next.
Texter actually makes a good point. Limits, ask Joe why all the Pittsburgh TV stations mentioned Penn State and West Virginia scores during their sports broadcast. If they weren't considered Pittsburgh area teams, the stations wouldn't mention them. That's a good point from the texter.
For the exact reason that you would cover those teams if you're a newspaper, there is definitely local interest. That doesn't make it a local team.
I think you're kind of splitting hairs there.
Limits. Penn State is 2 hours away from here. That's not it. It's simply not Pittsburgh. I'm not splitting hairs. I'm stating facts.
Yeah, people that live in Washington County are 45 minutes away from Pitt. It's still a great distance.
I'm not going to argue with you.
WJPA
anymore.
Covers them.
Okay. Penn State games are actually Pittsburgh sporting events.
Wrong.
They're just never played actually anywhere near Pittsburgh. But okay.
Maybe they should play more here.
They should.
Jonnu Smith said that he had aspirations of ending his career with Miami, but it ultimately just didn't work out, and that he is excited to come to the Steelers and ultimately play here. What do you make of the Jonnu Smith acquisition? Altogether, as you look at the offense and Pat Freiermuth, how do you think it'll work with Freiermuth and how they can mix and mash? Because he also mentioned, Jonnu Smith did, that him and Arthur Smith have a really good relationship.
I mean, he's a receiver, he's a tight end, he's an H-back, he's a fullback. I think he can fit pretty nicely in this offense, as much as anybody can fit nicely in this offense. There's a lot of work to do here for old Artie, because in the end, last year's offense stunk in many different areas, starting with the red zone.
Yeah.
But I think the Steelers won this trade, and I think Jonnu Smith, I don't know that he's going to put up numbers like he did in McDaniel's offense, where I believe Tua is the most accurate intermediate passer in the whole league, if I'm not mistaken. It could be a lot different for him here, but he's still a nice weapon. What are you laughing at?
No, just some of the texts from the texters.
Let's hear them. The good and the bad and the ugly.
One texter says, literally half of the Seneca Valley School District goes to Penn State. Somebody else says, you sound idiotic, Limits. That's a BS point.
What else?
Somebody else says, I love when Joe asks for Limits' opinion, then continues to say, wrong.
No, I ask for answers to questions, like trivia questions.
Another texter says, I would like to come and be your bodyguard, and every time that Joe is rude, I will go and smack him. Tony.
Me rude?
Oh, wait, it's Tony! Tony!
That's the real Tony?
That was Tony.
That's the actual Tony?
It might be. It says he's Tony and Plum, and I think that's Tony.
Who was supposed to start when Johnny Cueto didn't in that wild card game, Limits? Wrong. Matt Latos.
Wrong. Another texter says, hey, Limits, you're 100% correct. Another texter says, Limits is crazy. Another texter says that intern Dom should still be an intern. Another texter says, Limits is bleep this segment up. How hard?
Hmm. And are you allowed to write out swear words on the texting?
Oh, the texters are allowed to say what they want to say, but I just am not allowed to say it on the air. Other texter says, Joe is right. Sorry, Austin, and I'm a huge Penn State fan. Chris R.
Well, I agree with him.
Texter, PSU does not stand for Pittsburgh State University. That's
very
funny.
Good point. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service. Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. A sunny day today, high of 85 with a low of Dan Moore at 65. Great weather for Bob and Mulsey to play golf. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. All right, now I promise to get to this. Pirates trade candidates, Colin Beasley, a.k.a. the Beeswhacker, laid it all out today in the Post-Gazette. And he sort of used a throw-in name. Like, he mentions not just, like, who could go for the Pirates, but what teams might make for good trading partners and who those teams might have to offer. And there's one name that absolutely jumped off the page. Let's talk about all of this next, oh, Limitless Wonder, as soon as we get to the next Penn State home game in Pittsburgh.
Well, the texter says a really good point.
Yes.
Penn State is technically in McKeesport. There's a branch campus in McKeesport. So you are right, Limits, this texter says.
Oh, my God.
How about that? Yes. Great point, texter.
Is that still open? Because a bunch of them are closing.
No, that one is staying open. It's not called Penn State McKeesport anymore. It's called Penn State Greater Allegheny. And I had a friend that went there, and my friend just got engaged. So congratulations to Jeremy.
On all his success.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.